Exame Final Nacional de Inglês, Prova 550, Segunda Fase. Ensino Secundário, 2019, 11º ano de escolaridade, continuação, bienal. Vai agora realizar a parte A, compreensão do oral. Escute com muita atenção e siga as instruções. Mesmo que não compreenda alguma palavra ou frase, continue a resolver a prova e mantenha-se em silêncio. A parte A é composta por 8 itens relativos a dois textos, texto 1 e texto 2. Antes de ouvir cada texto, dispõe de alguns segundos para ler os respectivos itens. Vai ouvir cada texto duas vezes. Enquanto estiver a ouvir, pode anotar as suas respostas no enunciado. Lembre-se de que terá de as registar posteriormente na folha de respostas. Dispõe de alguns segundos no final de cada audição para registar e verificar as suas respostas. Atenção, toda a prova será em inglês. Vire agora à página do enunciado para dar início à parte A da prova, compreensão do oral.
Text 1. You will hear three teenagers answering the question, what do you think will be the next most amazing technological innovation? For item 1, match the names Emma, Steve or Anthy in column A with the ideas they express in column B. All the ideas apply once. Use only one name for each idea. On your answer sheet, write only the names and the numbers. Now, read the ideas in column B. You have 20 seconds to read them. Now, listen. Emma.
The next big technological innovation? I don't know, and, well, anything is possible at the moment. From flying cars to genome editing, I mean, you name it. Man has managed to bring to life the most incredible products of our imagination. I particularly like the idea of a smart newspaper. Can you imagine a single sheet of paper with a touch system that allows you to go through the news? Just like on a computer or smartphone, it's really amazing. But I think the most awesome development will be the possibility to finally alter human genetic makeup. Imagine being able to eliminate diseases and improve our bodies.
Steve.
I think many new innovations are just around the corner. Unfortunately, I think some of them may have a really negative impact on our world. Quantum computers, for example, which will allow us to build chemical molecules. This may be positive because we will be able to design more effective drugs to treat diseases and better materials for generating and distributing energy. On the other hand, it scares me to think what else can be done with this technology. And then, I wonder, are we really able to control it? Aren't these innovations a threat to our planet and to ourselves? Even without such advanced technology, we've been doing a great job of destroying Earth, right? Just take a look at the levels of pollution and the threat of climate change. Of course, I think many innovations will be positive and will definitely have a beneficial impact. Solar cell technologies, for example. What else? Let me see. Maybe we'll build a spaceship that allows humans to travel to our space station as quickly as we travel to school. Our science teacher could say, "Remember, tomorrow we'll be going on a field trip to the space station." That would be really something.
Anthy.
Well, I try not to predict the future very much, but the one thing I know for certain is that in the future, there are going to be more computers, they're going to be faster, and they're going to do more things. We're going to see every single industry adopting technology. This will allow us to create new gadgets and devices that will allow us to explore Earth in totally different ways. For example, a new breed of computer-controlled telescopes that are already being developed, and that will teach us precious lessons about how life began, which will help us understand our planet better. I think that's the power and relevance of technology, to provide us with ways of learning more about our planet.
Listen again. Emma.
The next big technological innovation? I don't know, and, well, anything is possible at the moment. From flying cars to genome editing, I mean, you name it. Man has managed to bring to life the most incredible products of our imagination. I particularly like the idea of a smart newspaper. Can you imagine a single sheet of paper with a touch system that allows you to go through the news? Just like on a computer or smartphone, it's really amazing. But I think the most awesome development will be the possibility to finally alter human genetic makeup. Imagine being able to eliminate diseases and improve our bodies.
Steve.
I think many new innovations are just around the corner. Unfortunately, I think some of them may have a really negative impact on our world. Quantum computers, for example, which will allow us to build chemical molecules. This may be positive because we will be able to design more effective drugs to treat diseases and better materials for generating and distributing energy. On the other hand, it scares me to think what else can be done with this technology. And then, I wonder, are we really able to control it? Aren't these innovations a threat to our planet and to ourselves? Even without such advanced technology, we've been doing a great job of destroying Earth, right? Just take a look at the levels of pollution and the threat of climate change. Of course, I think many innovations will be positive and will definitely have a beneficial impact. Solar cell technologies, for example. What else? Let me see. Maybe we'll build a spaceship that allows humans to travel to our space station as quickly as we travel to school. Our science teacher could say, "Remember, tomorrow we'll be going on a field trip to the space station." That would be really something.
Anthe.
Well, I try not to predict the future very much, but the one thing I know for certain is that in the future, there are going to be more computers, they're going to be faster, and they're going to do more things. We're going to see every single industry adopting technology. This will allow us to create new gadgets and devices that will allow us to explore Earth in totally different ways. For example, a new breed of computer-controlled telescopes that are already being developed, and that will teach us precious lessons about how life began, which will help us understand our planet better. I think that's the power and relevance of technology, to provide us with ways of learning more about our planet.
Now check your answers. That is the end of the Text 1 listening. Text 2. You will hear an interview on the radio about the latest technological innovations. For items 2.1 to 2.7, choose the correct option, A, B, or C. On your answer sheet, write only the numbers and the letters. You have 45 seconds to read the items. Now, listen.
Good morning. Today we'll talk about innovation. Our guests, the director of Science Around Us magazine, Dr. Thomas Mason, and Dr. Elizabeth Patel from the Institute for Tomorrow's Technology.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
So, Dr. Mason, you've been reporting the latest innovations. What can you tell us about them?
Well, these have been busy years for scientists. We're witnessing what I'd call a scientific boom, with potentially life-changing ideas popping up worldwide. Some institutions are now starting to cooperate with one another, which will also have positive effects in the future. Covering the latest innovations has been really exciting, especially because I think some of them are rather controversial.
Dr. Mason is right. Lots of things are going on. At my institute, we're developing state-of-the-art technology in the field of genetic manipulation and robotics. These will be the future of science, but our mission doesn't stop there. We also try to encourage and support new ideas, and therefore we sponsor students who develop projects to improve people's lives. It's all about innovation having a social impact and being used for our benefit.
Oh, that's interesting. Dr. Mason, do you think the new technological innovations will only bring us benefits?
Well, I'm not sure about that, to be honest. I'm a scientist, so for me, technology has improved society in many ways, But even so, I can't help wondering if we won't have to draw a line at some point. We need to take responsible risks, and technological innovation needs to be assessed. I can't say I agree with, for example, genetic manipulation without assessing the consequences for the environment. We may well be playing with something we can't deal with, and that's definitely not right, regardless of the potential benefits.
Do you agree, Dr. Patel?
I think Dr. Mason may be missing the point. If we think about genetic manipulation, for example, it aims at protecting both plants and animals from diseases. By introducing new DNA into their cells, we can improve any living being and make it more resistant, and this is obviously beneficial. Actually, at the Institute, we're currently developing a way that accelerates this process. It'll open up new frontiers in synthetic biology.
I see. Now, Dr. Mason, besides Dr. Patel's institute, which institution do you think contributes most to innovation?
I'd have to say NASA.
Really? But doesn't NASA focus on developing technology to observe other planets?
Well, Earth is a planet too, and since it's the one we live on, it's important to keep an eye on it. NASA actually began building satellites to monitor Earth's weather in 1960. Since then, these satellites have obviously been improved, and today they're really advanced mechanisms that help, for example, to better manage our natural resources.
I'd never thought about it from that perspective.
And the designing of instruments to explore different environments also boosts technological development. The Curiosity rover and SAM are good examples of technological innovations.
Oh, what are those?
Curiosity is NASA's six-wheeled robot. It is designed to collect data and store it. It then sends it to a satellite. It's also equipped with a sample analysis instrument, and this is called SAM. SAM was designed to search for chemical elements. As Dr. Mason says, designing and building these tools also help us develop ways of understanding our planet better.
I see. Dr. Mason, you said new ideas are constantly popping up. What new inventions can we expect in the near future?
Well, I do think many innovations that are on the way are an answer to a world that needs sustainable urban planning. The creation of green cities is a real example of future technology serving humanity.
Dr. Patel, any other predictions?
Well, I can see many examples of ecological technology on the horizon. Smart wind farms and zero-carbon power plants, for example. Lab-grown meat is a possible solution to cut the high environmental costs of producing meat in the traditional way. I can also predict flying cars will be an everyday reality.
That's something I'd really like to see. What about you, Dr. Mason?
To be honest, I think I could cope with flying cars, but there's no way I'd eat an artificial steak.
Thank you both so much for a very interesting conversation.
Listen again.
Good morning. Today we'll talk about innovation. Our guests, the director of Science Around Us magazine, Dr. Thomas Mason, and Dr. Elizabeth Patel from the Institute for Tomorrow's Technology.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
So, Dr. Mason, you've been reporting the latest innovations. What can you tell us about them?
Well, these have been busy years for scientists. We're witnessing what I'd call a scientific boom, with potentially life-changing ideas popping up worldwide. Some institutions are now starting to cooperate with one another, which will also have positive effects in the future. Covering the latest innovations has been really exciting, especially because I think some of them are rather controversial.
Dr. Mason is right. Lots of things are going on. At my institute, we're developing state-of-the-art technology in the field of genetic manipulation and robotics. These will be the future of science, but our mission doesn't stop there. We also try to encourage and support new ideas, and therefore we sponsor students who develop projects to improve people's lives. It's all about innovation having a social impact and being used for our benefit.
Oh, that's interesting. Dr. Mason, do you think the new technological innovations will only bring us benefits?
Well, I'm not sure about that, to be honest. I'm a scientist, so for me, technology has improved society in many ways. But even so, I can't help wondering if we won't have to draw a line at some point. We need to take responsible risks, and technological innovation needs to be assessed. I can't say I agree with, for example, genetic manipulation without assessing the consequences for the environment. We may well be playing with something we can't deal with, and that's definitely not right, regardless of the potential benefits.
Do you agree, Dr. Patel?
I think Dr. Mason may be missing the point. If we think about genetic manipulation, for example, it aims at protecting both plants and animals from diseases. By introducing new DNA into their cells, we can improve any living being and make it more resistant, and this is obviously beneficial. Actually, at the Institute, we're currently developing a way that accelerates this process. It'll open up new frontiers in synthetic biology.
I see. Now, Dr. Mason, besides Dr. Patel's institute, which institution do you think contributes most to innovation?
I'd have to say NASA.
Really? But doesn't NASA focus on developing technology to observe other planets?
Well, Earth is a planet too, and since it's the one we live on, it's important to keep an eye on it. NASA actually began building satellites to monitor Earth's weather in 1960. Since then, these satellites have obviously been improved, and today they're really advanced mechanisms that help, for example, to better manage our natural resources.
I'd never thought about it from that perspective.
And the designing of instruments to explore different environments also boosts technological development. The Curiosity rover and SAM are good examples of technological innovations.
Oh, what are those?
Curiosity is NASA's six-wheeled robot. It is designed to collect data and store it. It then sends it to a satellite. It's also equipped with a sample analysis instrument, and this is called SAM. SAM was designed to search for chemical elements. As Dr. Mason says, designing and building these tools also help us develop ways of understanding our planet better.
I see. Dr. Mason, you said new ideas are constantly popping up. What new inventions can we expect in the near future?
Well, I do think many innovations that are on the way are an answer to a world that needs sustainable urban planning. The creation of green cities is a real example of future technology serving humanity.
Dr. Patel, any other predictions?
Well, I can see many examples of ecological technology on the horizon. Smart wind farms and zero-carbon power plants, for example. Lab-grown meat is a possible solution to cut the high environmental costs of producing meat in the traditional way. I can also predict flying cars will be an everyday reality.
That's something I'd really like to see. What about you, Dr. Mason?
To be honest, I think I could cope with flying cars, but there's no way I'd eat an artificial steak.
Thank you both so much for a very interesting conversation.
Now check your answers. That is the end of the Text 2 listening. That is the end of Part A.